We're talking about road deaths at the moment. There have been 282 road deaths this year, 15% more than at the same point last year, according to some new research, and it's on track to become the deadliest year on the roads since at least 2010, according to Sam Warburton, who's the researcher from Initiative, which produced the research. He joins me now. Welcome, Sam.
Thanks for having me.
Why did you do the research first up?
At the New Zealand Initiative, we've just started a new project on transport, looking at how it's planned, funded, delivered. The whole lot of aspects that go into that. People care about where they can go, how quickly they can get there, what's it going to cost in terms of petrol and tax or ticket prices. And one of the big things they care about is how much it might cost them in terms of the risks to their lives and well-being. And we're going to be looking at all of that, and we started with safety.
Okay, so tell me how you reached the 282 road deaths this year. What kind of tracking have you been doing?
Well, the Ministry of Transport, New Zealand Transport Agency, very helpfully update road toll statistics every day. So we just took a look at that as a headline number and accounted for how much more people have been driving over the years, and came up with this quite worrying finding that the road toll has been increasing for the last 4 years or so.
So you're saying this signals a downward trend. It's lasted for the last 20 years. Why is this? Why do you think this is happening?
Well, the first thing to look at is how much people are travelling. So over the last 4 years, car travel has gone up about 15%. By the end of this year, people as a country will be driving about 15% more than we did in 2013. Mm. The road toll itself, deaths of car occupants, is up four times that, 60%. So we're driving 15% more, but we're dying at 60% more than we did in 2013. So it's not just that we've got more people in the country or that we're driving more. There's something else going on. Now, everyone's going to have their pet theory about this, and there's a lot of plausible suggestions out there that people are being distracted by more cell phone use, that we're neglecting black spots, we're not fixing up the black spots that are around the place. We haven't looked into that yet. We might be looking into that a little bit, but our bigger question is really about whether New Zealand, as a bunch of communities, as you and I, as transport users, whether we think that this is an acceptable outcome and whether we've got the balance between safety and other things that we care about, like travel times, resilience, environmental impacts, is right.
So do you think there could be more spent on safety improvements? Is that what you're saying?
Well, the central government spends about over $4 billion a year, and they've got a bunch of choices to make. They've got questions about improving travel time, so building a new road that gets you from Auckland to Hamilton a bit faster. You've got choices about economic development, housing, supporting housing developments, all sorts of things, and safety is one of them. Mm. So there will be choices out there. The question we'll be looking at is whether we as society think that local governments and central governments are making the right choice. And if they're not, how we might go about changing their minds or working within the system or changing the system to better reflect what you and I would like.